Today's program is brought to you by Austin East Ciders. For more information, visit their website at austineastciders.com.
This is Chef Emily Peterson, host of Sharp and Hot. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
So you don't shun the devil with your rock and roll, Lord. Knows that country music's gonna save your soul. The devil wants his groove in them rhythm and blues. That's him. It's gonna get you some in the end.
Welcome back to the Speakeasy. I'm Damon Bolte.
My name is Souther Teague.
How's it going, Souther?
Pretty good, man. It's been a long week.
Yeah?
But
what have you been doing? Did you go camping or something?
Man, I wish. Just the usual work stuff at Amore Margo, and then we had a book signing with Karen Newman
for
the book Shakespeare Sip, which was a great success. Then I went over to Philly for a USBG event where I talked about bitters and Scotch whiskey with Nicola Risk. And then I took yesterday was my day off, and now here we are. Back to work.
Back to work.
Now, this is no work, though. This is fun.
We take it seriously.
You take it seriously.
Well, I'm sorry that you had such a productive week. All right. Well, let's get
heavy
to the
is the head that wears the crown.
That is true. All right. So, speaking of, let's get to our guest, Tess Mix.
Hello, hello.
Welcome. How have you not been on the show yet?
I think because maybe I usually am on the other side of the stick.
Did you also have a long week?
Actually, not really. I spent last weekend up in Vermont, where I'm from, pressing apples for hard cider on one of my second presses. We did it last year as well, trying a few different strains of yeast to see how that goes. And the foliage was on fire. Literally, the mountains were exploding with color. It was pretty epic. So
I thought you were saying they were literally on
fire. Literally means figuratively now.
Literally, you're right.
It means figuratively. It means both. It's great. It's like bad.
I'm pretending to be a millennial.
That's so bad. What does that mean? That's good.
I don't know. No, but it was not literally, but figuratively on fire. It was amazing. And so pretty low key, actually. It was great. And
nice.
It's only Wednesday.
Nice. I've never been to Vermont. So you lived in Vermont.
I lived, I cooked, I taught culinary at the New England Culinary Institute.
It's like part of Canada, right?
Basically. When you enter Montpellier, the sign is in both English and French. Bienvenue à Montpellier. Welcome to Montpellier.
Oh, nice.
You think you've overshot it.
Cool. So I think that's amazing. I just found that out about you right before we went on air. What you mostly do, I mean, you're not a professional cider producer yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I hope to someday professionally produce cider.
But what takes up most of your time?
So most
producing
of my time.
Producing other things.
Different kind of production.
I run a company called Legit Productions with my best friend from childhood named Julia Purcell. And Legit Productions was born out of our desires to do something more creative than what we were doing. We both graduated during the Great Recession of last decade, and both kind of felt like we were in limbo, and then ended up doing this. And what JIT actually stands for, contrary to popular belief, is actually Julia, Ivy, and Tess. Much like you, I am a twin.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Creepy.
Super creepy. Julia and Ivy and I have been best friends. We were a trio. And so Ivy was already starting to skyrocket in the bartending industry when Julia and I decided to put this together. And that kind of led us into showcasing the spirits and hospitality industry, was sticking with her and continuing our story as a trio.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and you've produced lots of like short films in all sorts of arenas, but the ones that we know and are most familiar with are the ones of like us and our ilk making drinks or making fun of ourselves or whatever.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
One thing that I really
That's
like
the job.
about this industry and why I like to document it and be part of it as much as I do is the fact that people who are good at it, in my opinion, don't take themselves too seriously.
Sure.
And I like to keep that level of levity in what I do as well. I want to have fun all the time. And there's a reason why this, your guys' industry is expanding so fast. It's because people want to be part of it. It's fun. And not just because you're drinking all the time. It's because it's good people and people who care about people. That's why you're behind a bar all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, that's... Well, we sure as hell wouldn't be on the radio today if it you know, wasn't that way in our industry. And I think it's really cool to document that in the way you are, too. I know that you do a lot of branded work. You've done stuff like Chivas and Woodford Reserve.
I was in one for Campari for Negroni Week 2 years ago.
Yeah, still being used, that video, by Imbibe. Yeah, for Negroni Week. We did this stuff with pretty much every major portfolio. We do stuff with a lot of stuff with Pernod Ricard, stuff with William Grant & Sons, Diageo, Bacardi, smaller brands as well. Do a lot of stuff with. Just had an awesome trip a few months ago down to Panama with 86 for Caña Brava. It was a blast. Those videos are going to be releasing pretty soon. They are cinematic AF. They're beautiful. Not to toot my own horn.
You can swear on this show. They're cinematic as fuck.
As fuck. Yeah, they're beautiful. It's fun to be able, you know, the other great thing about spirits is that they're made all over the world. So yeah. I've gotten to travel to some pretty amazing places to document what these things are and what they do and everything. But yeah, so we work with all sorts of different people on that level, but also commercial work, ranging from more commercial work such as Imbibe Magazine, which while it was a print expedition, what they do is a lot of, they're trying to branch out more into more digital work. And we've also been doing some really great stuff of expanding ourselves into more of a marketing-focused company. We recently have been working in upstate New York to market their craft distillers. So we've been working with I Love New York, which has been awesome and crazy, but also doing a lot of things of where my business partner and best friend Julia is from, which is the Thousand Islands. And it's a really funny region because it's literally a thousand islands, and I've been going there since I was 10. But there's now all these like vineyards appearing and distilleries, and you know, this whole thing that we have in these urban places is expanding. And while they don't necessarily have a great concept in their small rural areas of what they're producing, we're trying to market that to the general craft consumer and taking our knowledge of, you know, major companies and bring that to a more small town feel, which is kind of perfect to mold together who I think I am as a person.
That's great. You know, I was wondering, like, so that, like you were saying, you get to travel to all these places that you might not have gotten a chance to travel to or had any reason to travel to. Otherwise, I mean, I want to travel everywhere. I don't have a reason to, just other than want to. But like,
I'm still the opposite. Like, I'd rather just kind of stay home. We were talking about that before too, right? Like, I've barely been anywhere. I mean, I've been all over this country. Yeah. I lived in 13 states as an adult.
That's crazy.
So that is crazy. I have not experienced. Well, I have because of my involvement with Speed Rack, seen much more of the United States than I have seen previously. But basically, my knowledge of the U.S. is not as strong as I wish it was.
Mm. Yeah. But, like, getting into the industry, like the spirits industry and the food industry, the way that you have, I mean, it's kind of, like, to me, it's really cool. And it's a great way to experience, like, being a part of this community, like the industry, without actually, like...
But you're also like, you're documenting it. You're holding, like, the eventuality is that you'll have this portfolio that's sort of a visual history.
And you don't have to, like, cut anyone off or count money at the end of the night when you're wasted or cut yourself.
Well, I know, but I also found myself in funny situations because of the fact that I spend so much time with people in this industry that I'll be in a bar somewhere and it's like, oh, Tess, you're here. Oh, we're out of Campari. can you go to... You know, it could be at Leyenda, you know. It's like, can you go down and see Damon? Can you grab a bottle of, you know, Campari? Because we're out. It's like, oh, sure. Because I'm going to be the person who can do that, right? Or, oh, the bar back is MIA for some reason. Go get some ice. You know, I can do all those things because I'm not going to break it.
Right.
But, yes, I'm very happy I don't have to count the money at the end of the night.
I mean, it's you know, it's funny from one twin talking to another identical twin.
Creepy.
It's the same way with my brother. Like, my brother is in Seattle right now, kicking around, and, like,
Can you feel him? Is that what you're about to say?
Well, no. I'm just saying, like, he's out there and he's hanging out with a bunch of my friends that he's, like, never met before that are in the bar industry. But he kind of gets, he gets, like, carte blanche. He gets to, like, go and hang out at these places, like, skip the line if he has to, whatever. Like, he gets treated like he's in the industry because of the fact that we're twins. And he does know a lot about it. I've had him behind two of my bars. It's really funny and creepy. It's just fun. But it's kind of like a hall pass into an industry without doing that. And it's like a different,
you're inducted set by proxy.
Like. Yeah. And it's like, well, our, Jack Inslee, the original producer for this radio station, we talked about the same thing with him when he was on. He has since left to open up a new radio station in Washington, D.C. But we're talking to him on, like, one of his last weeks here.
Yeah, he was, we had him on the show. Guest, yeah.
And he was saying that there's no way he would ever have gotten to experience all these great bars and restaurants had he not gotten into.
He's a radio producer, and he said, well, when Heritage Radio Network started, I didn't know anything about food or drink. And he's like, now I'm kind of a.
Now he's like an expert.
Yeah. Gourmand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you're like behind the scenes all the time.
Yeah, I think.
And then
think,
creating the scenes.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was kind of, I mean, on that note, you know, by proxy, yeah. But also, you know, Ivy and the huge success that she's had in the industry has been awesome. And it's definitely benefited Legit Productions, like no way around
Absolutely.
That. But it's also been really great to have independently made a name for ourselves in this industry.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, a great example of that is the work that I've done with the Cocktail Apprentice program at Tails.
Yeah.
Working with them, becoming part of that family, and we basically get down there. We film them for twice in 2 days, probably a total of having them available for maybe 8 hours altogether, and we have to turn around and edit in 3 days. And it has to be completely scripted, stylized. It can't just be like some little sizzle video. And when you do that with a group of people, it's an amazing thing to become part of that community. And that's really been a huge expansion for us outside of my sister, which is kind of funny because when she's down there, you know, the Caps are like this insular little group. And then we become part of that insular little group.
Yeah, they're tight-knit, those guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great. I love it. I think it's great. But it's nice to realize that now with the few years that we've really been taking off, that we're doing work that is that's independent, but also, as you're saying, like really documents what this industry is. We've been documenting this for a while now, and we have more content of more bartenders doing more things than, I mean, I don't think anybody has that
than
much
any
footage.
One single source, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have terabytes upon terabytes of backup footage of all sorts of stuff. And it'd be fun. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while, about making a blooper reel of all the mess ups of all the people. Because it's so good.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, Shaker 10, like, comes apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that we didn't even talk about how long you've been doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far back does this go?
How long is Legit and the or how long has Legit been running, and when was it founded, or is it kind of like a nebulous date that just kind of like came into fruition?
Well, it's not really a nebulous date. Basically, as I said, you know, economy crashed. I moved into New York City after college and got a job working for my mother, actually, in high-end interior design. And it was great because I was doing set design and that, and I was also went to school to be an actress, and I was doing some of that, which was awful. and I always got cast as like the sultry mistress who, you know, was abused as her youth, and now she's like a drug addict and a huge slut. Always got cast as that person. I don't know.
Typecasting.
No kidding.
Jesus.
I know. It's
pigeonholed.
Awful. It's the kind of thing you'd win an Oscar for, but when you're just doing like mediocre films, it's just sad. So my friend Julia, my business partner, gives me a call and she's like, I'm a producer, or I'm an associate producer, not a PA, I'm an AP, and I'm running around getting fucking coffee for people.
Oh, man.
And she's like, this sucks. I'm like, I'm in my mid-20s, and I still work for my mother. I feel like I'm a loser. And she's like, we should just quit everything and start our own company. I was like, yeah. And we hang up the phone. She texts me 3 minutes later, and she's like, we'll call it Legit. It's like, perfect. Because ever since we were kids, we were calling everything JIT for Julia, Ivy, and Tess. I was like, that's Perfect. And so that was really the beginning. And what really actually led to, you know, we did a project, went down to Haiti right after a year after the earthquake, and filmed a documentary down there. And we were trying to like play around, but Julia was still living in Portland, Oregon. We were like a company, but I still had my job. She still had her job. It wasn't really a real thing.
Yeah.
And
that's real. That's the hustle part.
Yeah.
You have to do more than one thing to make the thing you want work.
And then I went to the Spirited Awards at Tales of the Cocktail with Jim Ryan, the just recently no longer brand ambassador of Hendrick's Gin, and my boyfriend. And
Still your boyfriend.
Still my boyfriend. Okay, yeah. 6 years.
That,
6 years.
It sounded like both those things ended together.
No. Job ended. Girlfriend stayed.
You're like, no more free gin? All right.
I know. You're out.
No more you.
No more you.
Yeah.
I went to the awards, and they were really long and boring. And I decided that I was going to try to get a hold of Simon Ford and say, you know, what you should do is make some videos or something to break up the monotony. Like, the only people who care about themselves speaking are the people who are speaking. Everybody wants the award, but if you haven't won, like, no one wants to hear your 3-5 minute speech, right? So I was like, how do we break up the monotony? And so I went and I met up with him at Flatiron Lounge in Manhattan with him, and my sister was there, and so was Jamie Gordon. And he said, that's a great idea, let's do it. So it was really Simon who kind of green-lighted my introduction into the industry.
What year, what Tales was that?
That was 2011.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those films, that Break It Up is one thing. Liven It Up, yeah, they definitely make a difference at that show.
Yeah, yeah, like, they do.
They energize the room over and over throughout the whole ceremony.
That's a blast. I mean, that's the kind of thing we're talking about, having fun with the industry. I mean, we did a video, one of our best, and this is from our first years. We did this video with Dominic Venegas from San Francisco, now from New York.
Oh, is that the one where he does the speed bartending up against Willie Shine doing the, oh my God, that's, I cry laughing when I watch that.
Yeah. And it's a classic, you know, it's funny. And it's like, it's ultra funny if you know the people, because, I mean, Dom should be the slow bartender.
Exactly.
But even if you don't know the people and that's not relevant, it's still like, oh, I get it. Funny. Yeah. And that's and we have a lot of fun doing that. You know, we had drum line meets whatever video where we had, you know, like basically a bartender off that involved like, you know, breakdancing with cocktails. And that was a blast to do. You know, smoke machine and matching costumes. And I mean, come on, it's just ridiculous. It's so much fun.
Nice.
Right, that's the thing. I don't think I've ever seen one of your videos that didn't look to me like I would enjoy it if I was a total outsider to this world. It's still entertaining without having to be, what you said before, insular. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to be part of this clique to understand what these videos are about. They're definitely entertaining.
Totally entertaining.
They have a lot of value.
So we should take a quick break.
Indeed.
And while we're doing that, the listeners should go to legitproductions.com and watch a video. And then we'll be back in a moment.
Yeah. Yay.
It's LEJIT Productions.com.
All right. Legit. Perfect.
Legit. Back in a moment.
Music for this commercial break is brought to you by TacStar. And this track is called Third Degree Rug Burns.
Are you an East Sider? We live on the east side of town. Our shipping container studios are at Roberta's in Bushwick, across the East River, separating New York City and Brooklyn. In all my recent travels, it seems like the east side of town is the cool side of town in cities across the country. East Nashville is full of musicians and weird bars. The up-and-coming neighborhood around 8th Street in D.C., on the east side, is overflowing with exciting food and nightlife. The best hidden spots and funky artists in New Orleans are in the Marinian Bywater, which, yup, is the east side of town. So, as east siders, we love drinks that represent our values. And nothing is more fitting than a cool, refreshing can of Austin East Ciders. That's East Cider with a C. As the name implies, it is cider, and it's handmade on, you guessed it, the east side of Austin, Texas, using bittersweet and bittersharp cider apples. Cider apples are full of tannins, adding astringency and complexity of flavor to every sip. Austin East Ciders uses a mixture of European and Pacific Northwest apples to achieve ultimate flavor. Austin East Ciders is available in a few different variations, including original flavor, Texas honey, and two new additions, hopped and pineapple. Here at Heritage Radio, we love Austin East Ciders with some ribs, pulled pork, and even pizza, especially Roberta's pizza. You can find out more at austineastciders.com, and remember to hashtag EastCiders to show your East Side pride. You can also find Austin East Ciders on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right, we're back. You're listening to The Speakeasy, and today in the studio we have the lovely Tess Mix. We've been talking about Legit Productions, and so we've kind of gotten up to this point with how it started and the content that you produce and provide. What's next for Legit?
Ooh, great questions. Let's start with Legit, and then we'll talk about me. One thing that we're trying to do a little bit more of is, it's been great because we are so involved in this industry. So we have a lot of connections on the, friendly buddy side, like, hey, friends, like, you guys are my friends, and that's awesome. But there's also the side of things of where I watch other content that these big, massive production houses, these creative agencies are doing, and I'm like,
cringeworthy.
They're shit. They're bad. And I'm like, why? The amount of money and time and energy that is wasted on creating things that don't work for an industry, I just feel like I should be doing all of it. No. Of course, I would like to be. Our next thing is kind of to be reaching out to these creative agencies and saying, listen, you guys do great work. You're not hitting the nail on the head here. we know these people. We know this industry. We also know visuals, without this industry involved. We do this stuff all the time. So why don't you save the time and the money and the legal fees that they're going through? Because we already know the legality, all this stuff. Just hire us.
Right.
And I mean, I want to start doing, TV spots. We've done a few.
Sort of staking your claim as the authority in this arena.
Exactly. And I think we are. And it's just trying to get in that way. Because if there's one thing that's difficult, it is it's PR. PR people. Yeah. PR people are difficult. So trying to get in there is not always the easiest. But that's like kind of one way we're trying to go. I also
just feel like there's so many things that I've seen, videos that I've seen where the video looks great, slick, smooth, whatever, all that. The content looks really nice. But then the actual, I guess I used the wrong word, the content is the problem, where they're like making a cocktail and obviously butchering the fuck out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great. It's a great looking video, but, just terrible. And I feel like you have enough people on your side would be like, no, that doesn't belong in there. Don't do that. Do it like this.
Oh, I mean, all the time.
Yeah, like continuity. You have a built-in system of continuity that's got your back at all times. Be like, no, don't do that.
Well, all the time, we'll work with a new editor or something, and they'll say, oh, here's this rough cut. And I'll say, well, how come the garnish is happening, right after the ice? I'm like, well, because it's,
because it looks pretty.
It looks pretty. And I'm like, that's not the way that it works. I mean, yes, it looks great, but that's, we'll work around that. And there's this other thing. So, you guys watch it all the time. Or you see these ads for, some of it is just bad. And I want to try to, bring a level of quality to the consumer now. Like, I want to kind of move into consumer rather than just trade, and that's what we're kind of looking at.
Well, absolutely. I think what we do every day is educate our consumers. So over and over again, mm-hmm. we have a more and more educated consumer, meaning that then these mistakes in these videos that I see aren't tolerated by the consumer either. So it's like it's a miss all around. You're pissing off the professionals, and you're offending the consumer because the consumer knows better.
They're definitely starting to on a much. I mean, you guys see this all the time. And the next thing that we're trying to work on, which we're really excited about, and we're kind of in the process right now of developing it, is food is everywhere on TV because it's delicious. Cocktails and alcohol also delicious, and so we are looking to kind of pitch a series right now on this industry, and really looking at the characters and the bars behind it. And this is something that we're working on right now. There's not a lot developed on it right now, but we're going to be working on a trailer teaser pretty soon here, and we're hoping to get that to a level that we can basically have a video series, documentative series, that can allow people to see this industry for what it is, much as, say, Mind of a Chef or Chef's Table has done for the food industry. So that's fun.
Rad. I love that show, by the way.
Which one?
Mind of a Chef.
Yes, very good.
And Chef's Table. You said them both. I love them both.
Yeah. Actually, Chef's Table, I mean, to talk about inspiration, I just went to Croatia and Slovenia, which was awesome. And I was going to go to Croatia, and then my mom was like, you got to go to Slovenia to Isa Franco from the episode of Chef's Table. I was like, oh, how far away could that be? It couldn't be so far. 3-hour drive from Zagreb. And I was like, done.
I went
to the hills of Slovenia to this amazing restaurant, which I probably would not have done if I had not seen that show.
Right.
And it would be great to have that same kind of impact for a bar. You know, it's like, oh, well, I happen to be in
Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah, sweet.
It's always my go-to.
Really? Nice.
I don't know why.
I always say Gary,
never been.
Indiana.
Never been.
Indiana.
Good one.
Gary, Indiana. But the Jackson 5 are from there, so I don't know.
I don't know if I have a choice or a thought.
Walla Walla, Washington.
Good one. I like that. Yeah. That's a summer
iteration. That was Bugs Bunny. I can't do that.
Exactly.
that's what we're working on right now, which is fun. And as far as what I've been up to, oh, you know what else is? Actually, I got to talk about one other thing, which is Speed Rack, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for all of you listeners out there, it is coming back for a 6th season.
Wow.
Which is insane. So what Ivy and Lynette have done there is just crazy. And having Cooper there with Double Barrel Consulting has been awesome. It's really fine tuned at this point. It's kind of fun. Like, something always happens. It's an event where like 700 people show up and there's a ton of alcohol involved. So something's always afoot, but it's also kind of smoothing out. And the camaraderie is really great, but also very serious. I mean, it's a big deal to win.
Huge.
Yeah, it's sweet. And it's so much fun. And we're getting ready. November 14th will be the season premiere in Chicago. And that's one thing that we've been really gearing up for.
How many per season happen?
We do 8, not including the finals. So the 9th city is, you know, New York City, where we do the finals. And yeah, it's a lot. We're condensing it a lot this year. Last year we kind of had it spread out, and this year we're doing basically 8 cities by, I think, mid-March. And we don't start until November, and then the next one is until, yeah, it's like 1 November, New York is December, and then everything else is January through March. So it's tight, but it's so much fun.
Massive charity. You generate tons of money for breast cancer research, and it's just so the listener understands what we're talking about.
It's
women who compete with speed bartending.
Yeah, it's kind of like a rock and roll derby, you know, party of female bartenders getting the recognition and spotlight that they until recently haven't really seen.
Absolutely.
And also simultaneously kicking the shit out of breast cancer, which is the worst.
Absolutely.
So that's what it's been really great to be able to be involved in that and also be able to meet these girls and showcase them as good as they are. And this is so much fun. I missed it. And I think that this season's going to be better than ever. And so hopefully it is.
Yeah. Actually, if you want to, you can go back into the archives of the Speakeasy and check out episode 60.
Oof, long time
ago. Which aired on May 9th, 2012. And that's when we first had the ladies of Speed Rack on to talk about it. Right.
Wow. Both Lynette and Ivy. Lynette Marrero and Ivy Mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ivy Mix being my 20.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Super creepy.
I was going to say that every time you guys say 20. So you...
Twins for life.
I didn't know this about you. I've known you for some time, but I didn't know that you were... you're celiac.
I am.
And so that means you can't enjoy a beer with me right now, but you're having a glass of sherry. I hear you like cider.
I love cider.
Excited about cider. What's up?
Excited about cider.
Tell me something about cider.
What's that podcast? The Splendid Table. That's like from The Splendid Table. Excited about cider.
Mm. Yeah.
I love cider. Once I could no longer drink beer, which is a bummer, I got really into cider. And one of my best friends in the entire world is also a celiac. His name is Piper. He's a bar manager over at the Great Bar, Bearded Lady, which is a super fun neighborhood spot with great drinks. And my sister, Ivy, is also a celiac, so we got this trifecta of non-gluten. And it led us to, as three people who really enjoy the bar and spirits and alcohol in general, what can we do with ourselves? So we decided to start researching ciders. And it's great. I mean, talk about something that has exploded, like, really recently. That's crazy. That's a market I want to get into. I want to go start filming all these, you know, cideries and stuff. Because apples are pretty. I mean, come on. It's like a win-win. It's a shoe-in. You know? And you got leaves. You got pretty apples. You got, I mean, come on. You probably got some, like...
The process of crushing them or whatever.
Probably, exactly.
It's probably pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be pretty.
Yeah.
So...
It's a romanticized, like, craft that I'm sure is beautiful at every step.
Oh, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, making whiskey is beautiful, but the mash... Not pretty.
Yeah, right.
I've tried so many different places.
Different to be like, lighting, different...
You know, you're like,
make this big giant thing of oatmeal look good?
Yeah, you're looking down in it and like the bubbles and you're like, that's not ever... Like, can we show every step of the process? Like, no, I really don't think anybody really needs to see that section of that. It looks like a heap of gross. Whereas I think that cider, again, I mean, pretty red apples getting crushed, it's kind of... sick and also awesome. So that's something that I want to do more of, but it's also my friends and I started a cider club, and I do have a dream of one day moving back up into the woods of Vermont and starting a cidery and maybe moving into some apple brandies and stuff like that. Working with my sister to do that, I mean, it's kind of great. We kind of got the famous bartender in line, and we got the PR marketing girl right here, so the two of us combined just kind of push out some product. And we just need my friend Piper to come in and actually teach us how to do it all. So, yeah, it'd be fun.
And you mentioned also you're going to maybe try and put together some sort of roving cannery?
Yeah, that's another thing that I'm working on. I have a friend down in Austin, Texas, who started a... Because they have so many microbrews down there, which is great. I mean, again, circling back to the idea that the cocktail industry has exploded. Quality drinking in general has exploded. Mm-hmm. And I'm, again, there's like bad quality drinking and there's good quality drinking, but there's a lot of good quality drinking.
Yeah.
And so my friend of mine down in Texas started a canning thing where he basically has bought the hardware to go to microbrews, et cetera, and go and can their beer, cider, whatever for them, label it and package it because these machines are really expensive. And I've gotten the idea to try to do something like that up here, especially in New England and the tri-state area. I mean, particularly New England, because there are so many people doing so many things. And I kind of see that as that all like wrapping together into this world that I'm now in, which is kind of, you know, you guys are there to do every day. You guys serve people. And then I'm here to serve you.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to continue that. So whether it's publicity wise or packaging wise, to me, it's all the same thing. It's just furthering this industry in the best direction possible.
You are just the best.
Yeah. Wildfire, man. Like, you got a lot of stuff on your plate.
Nah.
I started this show off by saying how busy I am this week, and now I feel like I'm not doing anything. Yeah. I'm getting my shit together.
You're like on your second Budweiser right now.
Gotta go to work after this.
I'd be on my second bottle of sherry if I didn't have to go to a personal trainer at 5, but I do.
Well, thanks for taking the time to do it. Your family is amazing. I've loved you two for the longest time. You're the best. I still haven't met your dad yet, but that's another thing we could talk about too. We should have your dad in the studio sometime.
Dude.
He's doing all this blown glass stuff. He's making mixing glasses.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. I've seen some up close, seen all the different patterns and colors and stuff that that have been posted.
Didn't know this. I sell stuff at my bar.
Oh, dude. I'll totally get you one. They're great. So, yeah, my dad's an amazing glass blower. He's doing punch bowls, mixing glasses, punch glasses. We're working on a few different things. He fits everything to fit Julep and Hawthorne strainers, so they're made to fit. And they're all custom. You can do custom colors. It's been awesome to get him into the industry, too. Because it's like the three of us, you know, all different sides of it, you know, like so rolling together. And my mom has a joke that she wants to start doing cocktail napkins so she can be part of it all, too. She does do cocktail napkins, but I mean, there's just no one cares. People don't
care. We care.
Do you want to pay $16 for a cocktail napkin?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if Grand Army's like, yes, well worth investment.
A nice serve that goes with that, maybe.
Yeah.
You're like, silver tray like they do at Maison, maybe with the martini and a nice cocktail.
Or that reserve cocktail section of the Nomad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There
you go.
That's where that
I'll call
goes.
Leo. I'll be like, Leo, buy these napkins.
Hook it up.
But yeah, he's the man. He's a very talented guy, also a big skier, something that he and my sister and myself do all the time, which is a lot of fun.
Amazing. Well, retail season is upon us at Amore Margo. Maybe I should get in touch with your dad and have him put some stuff on my shelves.
I will make that happen. I am his de facto brand ambassador.
Because you don't have enough jobs.
Oh, no. No. Never.
The
no.
hustle is real, man.
The hustle is real.
It's true.
Well, so much fun having you on the show today. Thank you.
Yeah, true honor, guys. It's so much fun to... I mean, it's weird to be... I'm usually behind the camera looking at you guys. It's not often that
it's
I get to be
the easiest
center
job
of attention.
Looking at us.
I don't know, man.
That's why we're on the radio. But we're going to wrap up this show. Next week's show, we're going to have everybody's favorite green booze, chartreuse. Tim Master is going to be on the show talking to us about chartreuse, Carthusian monks, vows of silence, etc. And then the following week is going to be Blaine Ashley.
Yep.
Who's going to come on and talk to us about her new line, her own label. She's got her own label now of champagne.
Baller.
Which she is super excited about. So she's going to pop a bottle and pour some champagne for us on the air, and we'll talk about that.
I'm
and,
so excited.
And her upcoming Champagne Week events that she does every year.
Well, enjoy your high octane next week, guys. Yeah. That's going to be on fire.
110.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again, Tess.
Thanks, man.
It's really great having you on the show.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this week for the Speakeasy. Check out legitproductions.com. All the videos are amazing. Check it out. And check out Heritage Radio Network for many more programs like this one. Until next week, I'm Damon Bolte.
My name is Souther Teague.
And that's it for the Speakeasy.
Cheers, guys.
So you don't shun the devil with your rock and roll, Lord. Knows that country music's gonna save your soul, though.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.